Chapter 6. The Synergy of Roth Conversions and the Timing of Social Security Benefits. I am a strong proponent of Roth IRA conversions, and in fact, I authored the first peer-reviewed article on the topic that was published in the Tax Advisor in May of 1998. Back then, few professionals could even grasp the potential benefits of the strategy, but nowadays you would be hard-pressed to find an IRA expert who couldn't come up with a situation where a Roth IRA conversion would be a good idea. I have interviewed multiple IRA experts on my radio show, including Ed Slott, Natalie Choate, Bob Keebler, Paul Merriman, Elaine Floyd, Jonathan Clements, John Bledsoe, and others. These shows are all available on my website, www.paytaxeslater.com. I also published a detailed analysis of Roth IRA conversions in my book, The Roth Revolution, Pay Taxes Once and Never Again. For a free copy of The Roth Revolution, go to www.paytaxeslater.com/books or order a hard copy from Amazon. My plan is to write an updated book on how IRA owners should respond to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, and Roth IRA conversions will be the centerpiece of that book. To get an early notification for that book, please sign up at paytaxeslater.com. Roth IRA conversions were already an important strategy before the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. If you believe, as I do, that the lower tax rates implemented because of the tax reform are not permanent and will go up again, this might be a great window of opportunity for you to make a series of Roth IRA conversions at a lower tax rate. It is also critical to realize that the best financial strategies take both Social Security and Roth IRA conversions into consideration. They aren't two independent calculations. When the number crunchers in our office are trying to figure out the best strategies, they must consider the impact of your income from Social Security on their Roth conversion calculations and the impact that Roth conversions may have on your Social Security. There is a synergy in optimizing plans for Roth conversions and timing Social Security benefits, all the while minimizing income taxes. What follows is a brief introduction to Roth IRA conversions, followed by a discussion of why the best results come from combining optimal Social Security strategies and a Roth IRA conversion strategy. What is a Roth conversion? A Roth conversion involves transferring money from a tax-deferred traditional IRA account to a tax-free Roth IRA. Assuming your employer gives you the option, you can also convert a traditional 401k to a Roth 401k. Under the current rules, there are no longer any income limitations on who is eligible to make a Roth conversion. The amount that you transfer to the Roth IRA will be taxed at the time of transfer, but all of the future growth on the money will be tax-free. And a series of well-timed Roth conversions, as you will see, can make a significant difference not only in your lifestyle during your retirement, but also in the amount and the value of your estate that will continue to grow tax-free well after you pass. Should you convert? What follows is an example that shows whether or not it can make sense to do a Roth IRA conversion. The assumptions used for Figure 6 can be found on pages 99 and 100. Figure 6 can be seen on page 62 of the print edition of this book. Withdrawals from traditional IRAs are taxable. Withdrawals from Roth IRAs are generally tax-free. That's why, in order to do a fair comparison of the value of a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, you can't measure them by dollar amounts. You need to measure them in terms of a concept called purchasing power. Here's an example. If you are in a 25% tax bracket and make a $100,000 withdrawal from your traditional IRA, you really only have $75,000 that you can spend, because you are going to have to send $25,000 to the IRS to cover the tax bill you will owe on your withdrawal. If you make the same $100,000 withdrawal from a Roth IRA, you can spend it all and not give a nickel to Uncle Sam. Figure 6 compares the value of the Roth IRA in terms of its purchasing power, and you can see that converting $100,000 of his traditional IRA to a Roth IRA gave this client 18.5% more purchasing power in retirement. Even though it doesn't show on Figure 6, under existing law, your children will get an even bigger benefit from your Roth IRA conversion. Under the old law, Many, if not most, retirees between the ages of 62 and 70 could substantially increase their own and their children's wealth by making a series of Roth IRA conversions. The new law has changed the dynamic slightly. Because of the lower tax rates, we are now looking at executing bigger conversions before age 70, and also doing conversions even during the years when you will be required to take minimum distributions from your traditional IRAs. Everyone's situation is different, and the decision about when and how much to convert must be analyzed on an individual basis. The best solution is to run the numbers for your own situation. Please see the back of the book for details on how we can help run your numbers. Why there is a synergy between optimizing Social Security and Roth IRA conversions. Social Security benefits, for most people reading this book, are subject to federal income tax. The IRS considers your income from all sources, including, but not limited to, wages, interest, including tax-exempt interest, dividends, and pensions. To that income, they add one-half of your Social Security benefit amount, and the total of those numbers is called your combined income. If you are married and you file jointly, and the combined income on your tax return is greater than $32,000, then part of your Social Security will be taxed. How much will be taxed? That depends on your total income, but as you might expect, the higher your income, the more of your Social Security that will be taxed. Generously, though, the IRS will not tax more than 85% of your benefit amount. The rate of tax, of course, depends on your own tax rate as well as a number of other factors. How can you improve your retirement picture? By delaying your application for Social Security benefits for as long as you can, ideally until age 70, and by making a series of Roth IRA conversions between the years after you stop working and when you turn 70. Assuming that you stop working before you are 70, your income will be lower, and you can optimally execute higher Roth conversions while you are in a lower tax bracket. Converting to a Roth while in your lowest tax bracket. What happens when you turn 70 and a half? That's right, required minimum distributions, or RMDs. The government says you can't put off paying your taxes any longer, and in most instances, they force you to take money out of your traditional tax-deferred retirement plans, even if you'd rather save it for a rainy day. But the good news is that you aren't forced to take it out until you're 70 and a half. And for most people, it makes more sense to leave your retirement money untouched for as long as possible, an idea I cover in detail in Chapter 4 of my book, Retire Secure, which, by the way, remains my flagship book. For a free copy of Retire Secure, go to paytaxeslater.com/books, and there you will find a list of all of my best-selling books. If you take my advice, you'll also wait until you are age 70 to start collecting Social Security checks. But suppose you stop working when you're 65. That means that, for about 5 years, you might have a window of opportunity when you'll have relatively little income. With no wages, no Social Security checks, and no RMDs, it might be a very good time to make a series of Roth IRA conversions. Executing a series of Roth conversions after you have stopped working, but before you begin to receive full Social Security benefits, and before you start receiving your RMDs from your IRA, will typically allow you to pay income taxes on the conversions at a lower rate than if you do them either while you are working or after age 70, when you will have your highest Social Security income as well as the income from your RMDs. Let's look at Peter and Brenda, who are both 66. Peter was able to apply for and suspend his own Social Security benefit by the deadline. The deadline has passed. And Brenda applied for a spousal benefit based on Peter's record, even though he's not collecting his own right now. Then they made a series of Roth IRA conversions starting at age 66 and continuing until age 69. Their taxable income is relatively low because there are no wages, just a small Social Security check for Brenda, and no RMDs from their traditional IRAs. Since their income is temporarily low, their tax rate during these years is lower than it will be in the future, and the low tax rate will be favorable for Roth IRA conversions. Then, at age 70, their tax bracket goes up, because Peter begins to receive his Social Security benefits, augmented by the 4 years of 8% raises. That means both spouses are now collecting Social Security and receiving RMDs from their traditional IRAs, so they're suddenly in a higher income tax bracket. It won't be as favorable to make Roth IRA conversions now, so they stop. As shown in Figure 2 on page 5, maximizing Roth IRA conversions and Social Security was the difference between worrying about money in your older years and dying broke versus living with financial security and dying with $2,013,881 when the other couple runs out of money. Even though it might be better to make strategic Roth IRA conversions in your 60s when your income is at its lowest, Roth IRA conversions can still be advantageous for people in their 70s or older. I get asked that question a lot in my workshops, and I'll tell you briefly that there are many reasons why that's so, not the least of which is that conversions frequently benefit children and grandchildren far more than they can ever benefit you. Some people are not all that concerned about later generations because they are of the mindset that, after their deaths, their heirs should be grateful for whatever they get. I paid for their braces. I paid for their college. Why should I go out of my way to help them after I die? I am not saying there is anything wrong with that. We generally prefer a broader approach that often takes multiple generations into consideration. So, if a Roth conversion doesn't make a significant improvement during a client's own lifetime, but he will at least break even or realize a small benefit for executing one, we will frequently recommend that he bite the bullet and pay the taxes due simply because the conversion can make a life-changing difference for his heirs. But Roth conversions are an extremely complicated topic, and this little book is mainly about Social Security. If you want to learn more about Roth conversions, please sign up for early notification of my upcoming Roth IRA book by going to paytaxeslater.com. The big picture, however, is that you must consider Roth IRA conversions and Social Security strategies to optimize your financial picture. They are not two independent calculations.